Okay. Well, D-Star is my main, too, or my main. It's, the analog repeater is not supposed to be hooked to the network unless it has to be hooked to the network. So that's all I wanted to know. Well, cool. I'm glad that's working and communication quality, and I got it all adjusted, and it sounds good. And repeater to repeater, me and my dad tested that earlier. Sounds great. Audios are all set properly, finally, and have no hang time, which is even better. And your audio coming back to me from California is great. So, cool. That's all I wanted for this moment. Yeah, if people want to connect to the world, they need to buy a D-Star radio and use it on the repeater here. Other than that, I'd rather not link the analog side of the repeater. But during an emergency, if something all hell breaks loose, like a flash flood or an earthquake or maybe a tornado, I can link the repeater. And that solves the problem. All right, give me a minute or two, and I'll unlink this and put the repeater back to normal, and then I go jump back on D-Star. KG6GTG, KE6GVK.
All right. Sounds good. I gotta skate, so I'll catch you a little bit later. I gotta cut my break short. But I gotta give discipline to a guy that's starting at 6:30, so I gotta get back in the office. I'll be back. KG6GCG.
All right, chat with you later. 7:30. KG6GBK.
Node KG.
KKR, I'm back in the truck. And I heard you, Mike, you said you're going to switch things around, so I will stand by. Maybe 5JK.